Many people make a mistake. They think that only one who's interested in becoming a doctor goes to medical school, and only one who's interested in becoming a lawyer goes to law school. So one only has to learn in the yeshiva if he wants to go into chinuch harabbanus. If you're going to become a doctor or a lawyer, why do you have to learn in the yeshiva? This is a major mistake because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is required of all of us. Many people think that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah only applies when a person is younger and he's a student. Student, undergraduate, graduate school, but after he graduates, all there is to graduate, so he's no longer a student. So this is a major mistake. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Talmud Torah, and it's quoted in Yeridah, the obligation to learn is till the day that a person dies, whether he's healthy or sick, whether he's wealthy or poor, everyone has a mitzvah to learn Torah. A lot of people don't learn because they feel that they're not successful. They think mistakenly that success means when Rabbi Kivega has a kasha and he says, Hashem, Yoyer Eina, Kodesh Baruch Hu should enlighten me, give me the answer to the kasha, and you can come up with a teretz. You're like, Valachta Bedrachav. Instead of the Rabbanu Shlom, you gave the teretz. But I think that's the definition of Hatzlocha. Or Hatzlocha is if the student can ask a kasha and stump the Rebbe. The Rebbe does know the teretz, murderous kasha. So that's Hatzlocha. That's one aspect of Hatzlocha. That's the icing on the second piece of cake. After the dessert, after the meal is all over, the main hatzlach and learning is, that what is the mitzvah of learning? People think the mitzvah of learning is to have a sharp head, to be able to say good kashas. That's not the mitzvah of learning. Mitzvah of learning is, it says in the Chumash, ulamartam osam, ushmartam las osam. What is osam? The taryag mitzvahs. Person has to learn all of the taryag mitzvahs to know what they are, to know all the details. In order that he'll be able to observe all of the mitzvahs. So it's not just enough to learn nice ideas. You have to know what is the maskana whenever you're learning Gemara. What is the bottom line? What is the din? The Rambam, by way of introduction to the Mishnah Torah, wrote the Sefer HaMitzvahs. And then Sefer HaMitzvah was written in Arabic. Those of us who don't know Arabic, so we use the Hebrew translation. And then he himself wrote the Hebrew, in Hebrew, in the Minyan HaMitzvahs B'Ktzara, in the beginning of the Mishnah Torah. And then every section in the Mishnah Torah, he starts off by telling you, Hilchus Shabbos, Hilchus Mavo Maloibe, Hilchus Haschiras Pelem. Every section, he tells you how many mitzvahs he's going to cover in this section. So by the time you get to the end of the Mishnah Torah, you have completed all of the 630 mitzvahs. That's Hatzloch and learning. Hatzloch and learning is, you see a Mishnah, and there's a Machlekes HaMeir, Rabbi Yehuda. So you know what Rabbi Meir said, and what Rabbi Yehuda said. The Gemara has a Machlekes Abai v'Rabbi, what's Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. So you know what Abai said, you know what Rabbi said. Then there's a Machlekes Rashi and Tosis. What does it mean? What did Rabbi say? So if you know what Rashi said, you know what Tosis said, then you look in Shulchan Aruch, and you're paskin like Tosis, or sometimes you're paskin like Rashi. That's Hatzlocha learning. Hatzlocha doesn't mean that you have to be a super genius. It's not necessary to be a genius. People think that learning is only if you learn with Rab Chaim and Rab Baruch Ber and Rab Shemishkap and everything. A lot of the boys who learned in yeshivas when they were younger, so when they finished learning in the yeshiva, they have to go get a job. So they don't want to learn anymore because they feel that's not called learning. If they won't be able to learn with Rab Shemishkap and Rab Baruch Ber and Rab Chaim, that's not called learning. That's a big mistake. When you learn Mishnayos, that's called learning. When you learn Tanakh, that's also considered learning. When you learn Gemara with Rashi, it's also considered learning. You learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Everyone should learn whatever is on his level. You're going to learn the same thing all day long. It's going to get boring. So you have to have variety. So you should learn it. It depends how much time you have. Part of the time you should go through the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch a few times to make sure that you know all the dinim that you have to know. And then Mishnah Berurah is very hard. Not so easy. You can't really understand Mishnah Berurah if you don't know all the Gemaras. He's alluding to the Gemara. A lot of times people misread what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. The Rambam didn't really do such a gewaldig job on Hilchus Talmud Torah, and Yeridah also not. So the Baal HaTanya wrote his own Shulchan Aruch. So in the rest of the Shulchan Aruch HaRab of the Baal HaTanya is more or less like a fancy, like a Chayyodam, like a Chochmas Adam. He gives you the kids of the background of the din, and he tells you there's a machlok. So Rishonim gives you a psak aloche. In Hilchus Talmud Torah, he had to rewrite the whole thing from the beginning. So one of the things that he points out that wasn't pointed out by the Rambam, he says, based on Gemaras, based on very serious sources, every Jewish man has an obligation to learn Kol HaTorah Kulam. Kol HaTorah Kulam, how is that physically possible? He raises the question. Igmar Nerevin comments on the Pasuk, Arucha Me'eretz Midah Rechovim Me'ne'yam, that the Torah is so vast, it's humanly impossible to master Kol HaTorah Kulam. So he says it's Arucha Me'eretz Midah Rechovim Me'ne'yam refers to the Omek Havanas HaTorah, the depth, in-depth understanding of all of the dinim in the Torah. But just to know what is the text of Kol HaTorah Kulam, that it is possible to read Kol HaTorah Kulam. Kol HaTorah Kulam consists, and then he tells you what's the definition of Kol HaTorah Kulam. So he says the 24 Sifri HaTanach, the Shisha Sidri Mishnah, the Tosefta, the Bavli Yerushalmi, Sifra Sifrei Mechilte, Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. It's really not that much. It's really not that much. It seems so much because we're used to understanding everything in depth in the yeshivas. But just to study the text and to know what it says, this should be our goal. This is what we're supposed to strive for. We're supposed to try to master Kol HaTorah Kulam. When a child, the Bali Musa used to give this mashal, when a child just crawls and then he starts to stand up. So the baby stands up and he takes one step and everybody claps. The baby took a step and then he falls flat on his face. And then he stands up again and everybody starts walking, takes one or two steps. Everybody claps, patches, and then he falls down. So the children are very excited. But then later on, the child learns how to walk. And he can walk to his own bed and he can go to the bathroom and take a bath on his own and get dressed on his own. He can go walk to school on his own, go shopping for the parents on his own. Then we don't clap. He's accomplishing much more. When he just stands up and he takes two steps, he didn't accomplish anything. But we clap because he's starting. The same is when a person starts to learn. So in a very young age, so they have a Siddur party. Then they have a Chumash party, then they have a Mishnah's party, whatever. So how much does he learn about it? He doesn't know anything about the Siddur. He doesn't know how to read the Siddur yet. They get all excited. They have a Siddur party with the Chumash party. Later on, he's already reading Gemara. He knows already how to learn. He knows what it says in the Chumash. No one's making any parties and no one's clapping, but he's really accomplishing a lot. The people a lot of times are depressed or disappointed. They feel that they're not growing and learning. They are growing and learning. Like if a person, the Bali Musa gave a mashal, if a person is climbing up on a very tall ladder, so first he sees all the people, all the cars, all the buildings. Then the ladder is so tall and the people look like ants. The building is so tiny. And the higher up you go and above the clouds, so you can't see anything. You don't even sense that you're going higher. So the same thing, a lot of times people are growing and learning. But they're already so high, they already know so much Gemara, they already know so much Ulfanach, they don't really feel that they're accomplishing more. They are accomplishing a lot. They're already in the stratosphere. So that's why everything is so tiny, they don't realize that they are advancing. People a lot of times are disappointed. They think that they're not being matzliach and learning, and that's why they're sad, and that's why they give up on learning. They should realize they are accomplishing a lot. In learning, we have to spend time not only to learn, see, the Rif abridged all the Gemaras, and he just gives you the maskana, how we pass on Allah HaLamaisa. So why do we spend so much time to reading all the Gemara? Amachlegis Abai V'Rabba, we know we pass on like Rav, except for Yalkigam. So why do we waste time to read all the Gemaras? Let's just study the Rif. He just gives you the maskana. So the answer is, the Gemara says, regarding the many disputes between Beshamah and Besira, that Eilri Eilidi Rilikim Chaim. What does it mean? The Beis Shammai were working with the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash Hashem, and therefore their opinion was based on Midrash HaTorah and the Drash Hashem. So it constitutes a Hefta Shel Torah. When you learn Beis Shammai Shita, that is the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Talmud Torah Deraisa, even though we don't paskal like Beis Shammai. And even though the Gemara says that we don't consider Beis Shammai Shita even a Safek Koldehu, let's say in Hilchas Avelus. Whenever there's a Safek Koldehu, it's not even a 50-50 Safek, less than 50-50 Safek. It's Yochid V'Rabim, so usually Yochid V'Rabim Halachi K'Rabim, even on a Din D'Rabbanah, you don't consider it a Safek. But in Hilchas Avelus, if something is just a Safek Koldehu, you already go L'Kula. When Safek or L'B'chutz Lord, so if you have any Safek Koldehu, you go L'Kula, even if it's Yochid K'Neged Rabim. But Beis Shammai, the Gemara said, Beis Shammai B'Makom Misil is not even considered a Safek Koldehu. Why is Beis Shammai worse than everybody else? The Gemara has the original comment in the end of the first Perek in Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel, about Beis Shammai B'Silu. So that means it's a heftah shel Torah. When you study Beis Shammai's opinions, when you study Abaye's opinions, it's a heftah shel Torah. But the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel were together. That's how Rav Moshe Feinstein explains in his Tshuvos. They were together, and the Beis Shammai were outvoted. So outvoted is goodbye. It's not even considered a suffix called who. It doesn't even constitute a midas chassidus to be choshish for Beis Shammai Shita. They were outvoted. They were together. Tosfos in the beginning of Ksubas quotes the opinion of the Baal Halachas Gedolus. We don't paskan like this, but it's an interesting idea that Halachas Devanekel Ba'ovel, when there's a Machloikas Hatanaim, and we don't follow the Reiv in Hilchas Avelus, you go Lekulan Asafik Aldehu, that's only if there's a Machloikas Tanaim. But if there's a Machloikas Amaroim, so the Bahag is of the opinion that you don't say halachic devan make above. Why should it make? We don't accept that. Why should it make the difference between tanoim and amaroim? Taisa doesn't explain, but the pashtus probably is like this. Very often the amaroim have a machlekes what's pshat in the tanoim. So the tana either meant one way or the other way. He didn't mean ele v'ele. It didn't mean both. But there's a machlekes amaroim. What the girs is in the mishnah. So either one girs or the other. You can't say ele v'ele. So whatever, that's Rashi and Taisa in Ksubas write like that. Whenever there's machlekes aliba de nafshayu, Abaye v'Rava have a machlekes how to understand the din in the chumash. So ela b'ela, each one has a good mocha. B'shami misil have a machlekes how to understand the halacha. So you say ela b'ela. But if you have a machlekes amaroim, which is what pshat in the Tana, what did the Tana mean? So one is right, one is wrong. You can't say ela b'ela. If the machlekes what the gir says, one gir says right, one gir says wrong, then you don't say ela b'ela. Then there's no. There's no kiyum of Talmud Torah to learn the minority opinion. The opinion that's not accepted is assumed to be incorrect. Now, Soloveitchik pointed out that when you study Dinim de Rabbanan, the Chovos Agavah to observe the Dinim de Rabbanan is only mid de Rabbanan. That's why we say Sofik de Rabbanan Lekula. But the Dinim de Rabbanan that the Chachamim instituted blend in to become an integral part of the Torah Shabbat Peh on the level of the Raisa. And therefore, even though the Chovos Agavah to observe the Din de Rabbanan is only mid the Rabbanan, but a Heftza Shal Torah, it does become on the level of the Raisa. I never heard Rav Soloveitchik mention this, but it seems pretty explicit in the Rambam and the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos. He sounds like he writes like that explicitly. He writes that the Mishnah represents the Torah Shabbat Peh. There are five parts to the Torah Shabbat Peh. And the last two parts, the last two sections that he lists off are the Gzeiros de Rabbanan and the Takanas de Rabbanan. So it sounds like the all the Dinim de Rabbanan blend in to become an integral part of the Torah Shabbat Peh on the level of the Reis. People find it very boring to chazer. If I already know the Gemara, what am I going to chazer? People always looking for something exciting, want to learn something new. They find it difficult to chazer. So the Gemara in Erevin and Daf Nun Dalet points out that you have to learn everything that you learn. You have to learn it four times to make sure that you understood it. The Gemara in the first Perek in Chagiga speaks about the importance of Chazara 100 times, Chazara 101 times, and Adayin Mashon Apirka Me'apam, Lashon Apirka Me'apam V'achaz. That's for Zgula, for remembering the Dinim. That's important to Chazara a lot. But the Gemara in Erev and Daf Nun Dalet speaks about learning everything four times just to get it straight. There are people who learn the Gemara the first time, second time, third time. They got everything wrong. You have to learn it four times to make sure that you got it straight. Stipler writes in his one of his svarim that the first time you learn a Masechta, it's not necessary to learn with all the tesis. You should ask someone who already knows the Masechta to check off for you which are the important tesis. Sometimes Tosfos will have a kasha. How can Rabbi Baba Chana say that? There's another Gemara that he says something else. And they come up, the two Rabbi Baba Chanas, and they're going to prove historically the two Rabbi Shua ben Levi's. Okay? So the historical Tosfos, and you don't have to know the first time around. But sometimes Tosfos will give a whole suggestion of a wrong pshat, and then they'll show that it's wrong. Okay? So it's wrong. So you're not mechuyav to learn that the first time around. First time around, someone should tell you which are the important Tosfos in that shed light on the understanding of this Gemara. A lot of times it's very important when you learn Gemara. I remember Rav Soloveitchik would always call on one of the students to read the Gemara and to read the Tosfos. So Tosfos quotes a kasha from another Masechta. Rav Soloveitchik would ask the student, did you check, did you see the other Gemara? So he said, no. He took Tosafot's word for it. So he said, maybe the Gemara doesn't exist. Maybe it's a different Girsa, maybe it's a different shot. You always have to look up the other Gemara that Tosafot quotes. And a lot of times in Tosafot, they quote a Gemara from whatever Masechta, and they tell you what, in parentheses, they tell you what daf it is, and then it says Visham. Visham means that on that daf, there's a Tosafot that discusses the same topic that they discuss over here. So that's very important. Whenever there's another Tosafot, because when the printers, when they set the type for the Talmud Bavli, so a lot of times someone had to abridge the Tosafot. A lot of times they left out lines from the Tosafot. So if you check the other Masechtas, you'll see the Tosafot more b'shlei musa. Now, Baruch Hashem, in every Masechta we have a Psochem. This year we're learning Psochem. So we have the Tosafot Shantz, the Tosafot Rashbo, the Rashmi Shantz. So that seems to be the original source of all the Tosafot on Psochem. Every Masechta you have another set of Tosafot. That was the original set. Of Baba Kama, you have the Tosafot Rabbeinu Peretz. A lot of times there are lines missing in Tosafot. In Maseches Avodah Zarah, I remember, we have the Tosafot Rabbeinu Ochanan. And we have a lot. The Tosafot Rabbeinu Ochanan we only have in half in the Masechta. Well, we have the Orz Arua has a lot on Maseches Avodah Zarah. Remember, there's one Tosafot and Avodah Zarah, big Tosafot. Tosafot has a Kasha, and the Teretz doesn't seem to relate to the Kasha. So when you look in the Orz Arua, you'll see that there are four lines missing in the Tosafot. The Teretz on Tosafot's Kasha is missing, and then the second Kasha is missing. We have printed in our Tosafot the Teretz on the second Kasha. It's presented as if it's the Teretz on the first Kasha. There are lines missing, so it's important that every Masechta, whenever it's available, to see the original Tosafot and to look on the related Tosafot and in the other Masechtas, to see exactly what Tosafot is talking about. The Gemara is full of machlokes. Every Masechta, every Mishnah, every Gemara, full of machlokes. So Rav Soloveitchik always had the attitude, instead of concentrating on what the machlokes is, first try to understand. If they disagree on one point, they probably agree on 100 points. So first ascertain what are the 100 points that they agree upon, and then you'll be able to understand better what they disagree about. And after, he always used to explain, he always used to give background, start with the Chumash and how the Torah Shabbat Peh reads the Pasuk, an additional level of interpretation. And after giving the whole background, then everything fit in very easily. Oh, now you understand what the point of dispute is. After you have the whole background, so you understand they're arguing about a little detail. It's always important to have to understand everything within the context of all the other halachas, not to concentrate more on the background than on the point of disagreement. It's also important a lot of times you have to define your terms. Remember when we learned Gittin, so Rav Soloveitchik asked the first day, in the first year, he asked, who can give me a good definition of a shtar? So we were looking at him, well, what do you mean a definition of a shtar? We didn't know what he wanted. Shtar. So he explained what he wanted, and he showed this machlokes. The Shach quotes a machlokes Hagoinim, Shach and Chosh Mishpo. What's the definition of shtar? That was very helpful. When you give definitions, it's very helpful. Rabbi Chana Wasserman has a whole essay. He has a fantastic Sefer on Yivamis. That's a classic. Kovitz Ha'oris on Yivamis. He has long essays, short pieces and long essays. So he has one long essay that quite a few places in the Gemara. The Gemara will establish what the Din D'Oraisa was based on a Din D'Rabbanan. How can you prove based on a Din D'Rabbanan what the Din D'Oraisa is? Because we usually assume called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kein D'Oraisa Tikkun. So very often, from the Din D'Rabbanan, you can figure out what the Din D'Oraisa was supposed to be. So they also did this very often, very often. People are all looking for a derech and learning. What does it mean, a derech and learning? Derech and learning means you have 1,001 dinim. Like in science, you have a lot of data, you have a lot of information. You're trying to figure out which pieces of information are related to each other and which are not. So that's, you have to have 1,001 halachas. Then you have to figure out which dinim seem to be connected and which dinim are not. A lot of times, the Gemara will have two different masichtas, two different terminologies, and it's really the exact same din. A lot of times the Gemara will have the exact same terminology in the unrelated dinim. It's a lot of times it's misleading. The expressions that the Gemara uses, sometimes each masichta was edited by different amarayim. not everything was edited by Rabin or Rabashi. It seems that they divided it out. Taisus points out Lashon Noza Mishuna, Lashon Adar Mishuna, the Lashon and Tmura is Mishuna. Some of the Mesichtas are different from the others. Person has to be careful not to superimpose his preconceived notions on the Gemara. People make up their minds. Everything has to be either Dina Heftz or Dina Gavra. So I have a right that it's not a Dina Gavra, so by a process of elimination, it has to be a Dina Heftz. Maybe it's neither. Who says that you're putting the Gemara into a straitjacket? Who says that everything has to fit into your abstract concepts of Heftz and Gavra? Maybe it's neither. Maybe it's Gantz and a third Din. They quoted the name Rab Chaim Soloveitchik. This I never heard from Rab Soloveitchik, but this is printed. Others wrote this. Rab Chaim Soloveitchik told his children that when they want to learn, they want to say a svara in learning, they shouldn't dare say an original svara before they cover all of Shas with Rashi, because every discipline has its own self-contained system of logic. And common sense doesn't always win the day. Common sense doesn't always give you the right answer in chemistry, doesn't always give you the right answer in physics. So common sense will not always give you the right answer in learning. Sometimes common sense wins the day in the learning, and sometimes not. You have to read all the Gemaras. The Gemara emphasizes in different places how important it is to learn the Chavrusa, but it doesn't necessarily mean the Chavrusa. A lot of people just don't lend themselves to learn the Chavrusa. It means you have to have a Chabur, you have to have someone to talk to. A person who's going to sit all by himself. See, the Gemara says, a lot of times a person sits on his own and he has a library full of svarim, and he says silly things. There's no one to bounce it off of. When you talk to other people, even if you're not learning b'charusha to them, talk to other people so you can straighten out your ideas much better. These are some ideas you have to keep in mind with respect to learning Torah.